lovelies, and welcome to another edition of LGBT in the Ring, your rainbow bastion for all things pro wrestling. I am your host, Brian Bell, here with you once again, and it is WrestleMania week, everyone. Yes, this is dropping a little bit early than we normally do on Thursday. It's dropping on Wednesday, but that's because we have an entire giant bursting at the seams weekend of pro wrestling upon us here in Philadelphia. Obviously, WrestleMania week is here. Events running from Monday through Sunday. All kinds of stuff happening. And we, on this show, are here this week to preview a lot of the stuff that is going on, specifically focused on the queer-led and queer-focused events, of course, but also some of the other events that have been catching our eye and what we're looking forward to in whenever we're out in Philadelphia, which, as you're listening to this, I am already in Philadelphia and will be getting ready to go to my first show Wednesday night. But here to help preview the week ahead of us here is from Grit and Glitter. We have M. Fear and Don Hollowell on the show. So we're chatting about all about Big Gay Brunch 9. We're talking about For the Culture. We're talking about 880, the 880 show. There, the Yuki. So there's a whole lot of stuff in store. CFU as well. You got CFU running in New Jersey with a big main event there. And it was just a lot of fun to kind of go through these cards as well as what else is exciting us. You know, Thrashmania. What names are escaping me right now? There's a lot on my brain. Bloodsport, Joey Janela Spring Break. Obviously, the Stardom shows, the TJPW shows, Spark Joshi. The Monster Factory stuff that's going down there, some of the H2O stuff that's going on over there, like Murder Mania, whole lot of things happening in Philadelphia and the surrounding area going on there. We're here to break down all of the queer stuff happening as well as what's exciting the queers in us for that week too. Real quick before we get to that though, I want to correct a mistake because on the show, I think we talked about the event that Speedball Mike Bailey and Beta Scott are running, the Tournament of Breath, and we got the day wrong, and we thought it was running on Tuesday, so we did not cover it in like any real capacity on the show, and that is a fault of mine. So I know that show now is running on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. In Pottsville, so I just want to give a quick rundown of stuff that's going on over there for the people that are going to be going out to Pottsville. I know there's a little bit of a drive from Philadelphia to check out that show or watching it on Speedball stream on Twitch, which is the way I'm going to be watching it. I wish I could be there in person, but I'm not going to have the transportation abilities to get out there myself. But it's going to be a fun show, you know, announced for the tournament itself. You know, you have Billy Dixon and Joey Janela and Cole Radrick and Jimmy Lloyd and a number of other people. Plus, Speedball's announced some extra matches featuring himself, you know, against people like Sway Archer, Mookie Summers, and Ben the Bean. You know, just it's going to be a lot of fun. The Fightertainment stuff, if you haven't seen any of the Fightertainment shows, I definitely suggest you go see what is available on Speedball's Twitch channel, because I know they just ran one with Crossbody Pro up in Canada over the weekend. That was a whole lot of fun to watch. It's just very laid back atmosphere, very fun, very like free atmosphere, I would say, for a pro wrestling event that always has some interesting imagination put into it. I think you can tell by the name of the Tournament of Breath. So they're a whole lot of fun, and it's a real bummer that I'm not going to be able to make it out there for that show, but definitely check it out. It's going to be a blast, honestly, to watch. So there. Wanted to make sure we got Tournament of Breath covered on this show because we're not leaving any of our queer brethren behind when it comes to WrestleMania week, damn it. Not at all. So with that, let's jump into the rest of WrestleMania week here with M and Don. What's up, guys, gals, and non-binary pals? Welcome back to LGBT in the Ring. And we are on the precipice here. We are, as this show is releasing, we are smack dab in the middle of WrestleMania week, coming up on WrestleMania weekend. I don't, however you want to define it, whatever. There's 7 days of wrestling going on. And I've got a couple friends here with me to help run through the queer events and the most exciting events personally to all of us that we're going to be checking out, because we're all currently or about to be in Philadelphia as this drops as well. So joining me to help preview 2024 WrestleMania week are two members of the Glitterati from our sister podcast, our sibling podcast, Grit Glitter. Please welcome M. Fear and Don Halliwell. How are y'all doing today?
Doing
Doing
great.
great.
Good hype. Good hype for WrestleMania weekend.
I
I'm
am.
calling WrestleMania weekend because I really don't want to. I don't want to talk about WrestleMania. Like I don't know anything. I don't care about it. I don't want to talk about WWE, whatever. Cody Rhodes, Rock. I don't care. I don't care.
Honestly, I can second that sentiment because this is the only non-WrestleMania weekend preview show. Or I don't know, maybe we're not the only one, but that's a very staunch thing for me. It's like, we're not talking about WrestleMania on this show at all. We're not reviewing any of those shows. We're not doing any of that shit on this podcast. I've stated my reasons for that. And that company has not met those standards. So we are not doing that. So we're talking about all of the queer shit that's going on down in Philadelphia, as wherever we are at in our respective journeys there at the moment. But yeah, so there's a number of events that are really awesome, really queer, either queer led or queer focused, that we can kind of talk a bit about. And also, I know that that's not the only things that we're all are going to be checking out while we're there. So I'm very curious to hear about what y'all are excited about as well in your travels in Philadelphia. I know selecting the shows to go to can be a heavy and daunting process. So
For real though, for real. Although I think and this is just how I'm working it. So I'm driving Don and our friend Laz and myself to Philly, and we have an Airbnb like a 15-minute walk away from the GCW Collective shows, a 15-minute walk away from that venue. So like my goal, because and just words of the wise of anyone who is driving into Philly or gonna have a car in Philly, parking in Philly is a nightmare on a regular day. So only can imagine the horror show that parking is going to be during WrestleMania weekend. So my goal is to not have to move my car like at all. Like I want to park on Thursday and not have to move it until like when I have to move it, absolutely. So that being said, that was kind of like my guiding light for like show picking of like where can I get to within a walking distance and or reasonable like SEPTA, like the public transit system. So unfortunately that does mean that some things have had to be cut due to just not quite the proximity that I need. Also, they overlapped with other shows I already had tickets to. So I don't know. I'm playing it pretty like mellow though. I've seen other people's planners. My friend Missy lives in Philly. She is tight with a bunch of the people who run shows out there. So like she has shown her bullet journal like schedule of like all the things that she and her partner will be at potentially. And it's like at some point she is going to be in three different places at once. And I do not know how she's managing to do this.
What about you, Don? How has been how's WrestleMania planning been for you?
I mean, it's been pretty good. I think we're just gonna mostly stick with the collective. We had to switch off of 880 because of the time change, and it was kind of conflicting with one other thing, but definitely going to watch that whenever either we get back to the room or when I get home.
Nice, thanks. No, I'm with you there. And actually, 880 is a good place to start because that's the first one of the weekend that fits our criteria here on this show. Obviously, 880 Wrestling, the company that runs out of y'all's neck of the woods in New Kensington, Pennsylvania, of course, headed up by one MV Young, along with the name escapes me at the moment, from the main event. God damn it. Why is this Gannon?
Gannon
Thank
Judge
you.
Jr.
Yes, Gannon Jones Jr. Thank you. There we go. I knew it would come back to me, and that's why I have a couple of authentic yinzers here to help me out.
Have a person named Dawn.
Yes.
We can really bring their accent. Right, Dawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously 880 is making the trip across the state as well with their show 880 Does 215. Of course, headlined by Edith Surreal versus amateur wrestler Rhys Hayes. They also have Envy Young versus Derek Dillinger, Brooke Valentine versus Paris Sahara, Brohemoth versus Zeke Mercer in a Philly street fight. It's going to be madness. Marco Narciso versus Billy Dixon with a whole bunch of people, including Eddie McQueen, surrounding that match. So I can only imagine the elegance and fuckery that's going to come up there. And of course, Wildflowers versus Creeps, although I'm curious to see who will be replacing Andy Ripley in that match, considering that they are dealing with a broken leg right now.
So they said they were going to have replacement Creeps, but is it going to be the same Creep for every match? Or is it just going to be like different Creeps?
That's what I'm wondering, because I know they announced Ash Bennett as the replacement Creep for the Thrashylvania show on Saturday, but they haven't announced who's going to be the replacement Creep yet for 880's show.
I think that's a fun idea, though.
It is a very fun idea. It's like, you know, recruitment period. Like, who wants to try out to be a Creep? Like,
and let's see how you do.
Exactly. So obviously, like, the original plan, I think all three of us were going to be at this show when it was at the 11 p.m. slot, but since it moved to 4, plans have changed and everything like that. But regardless, considering that this is a company that is based like in y'all's backyard, what are y'all looking forward to seeing 880 coming across the state as well and running their first Mania weekend?
I definitely think Edith versus Rhys is going to be amazing. Because I think like with a lot of like the theatrics and stuff from Edith, a lot of people forget that she is an amazing mat wrestler.
Yes.
So I think this match will just be like, and obviously amateur wrestler Rhys Hayes can work the mat too. So I think this is going to be like a really cool like technical kind of match.
Yeah, I don't know, and Don probably might have a better idea of this than I do, but I'm not sure how far reaching Rhys is as far as his career. Like, I don't know, like, how well he is known outside of, like, this region. So I'm really excited for, like, potentially more eyes to see amateur wrestler Rhys Hayes, because I think he's just a little dynamo. He's fantastic. He's impossible not to root for. And I'm really excited for, like...
Little guy.
Yeah, he's just... We guy, like, you know, so punchy and like just so great. And I think he'll really do well against Edith, and they're both, you know, being technical prowess. And so 880 is being folded into like a day of shows that are taking place at this venue, which means that there's going to be a lot of people there for other wrestling promotions or other related wrestlers who are not necessarily there for 880, but are probably just going to be there for that show anyway, which is really exciting because that means lots of new potential fans of the people that we have really come to know and love who've been working out of this promotion based in New Kent. So like, very, very excited for that. Sad we can't be there. Like, genuinely, genuinely bummed, but I know they'll kill it. I know their house will be totally full. It seems like a really cool venue too, and a neat like lineup of shows overall. But yeah, I think that main event is going to be fantastic.
No, I'm with you. I'm excited to get the chance to see Rhys in person for the first time. You know, watching him on the streams that 880 does on their Twitch channel. You know, following the story of his like rise from like the losing streak to like rising in prominence to finally capturing the 880 title off of
like the story was so simple, but it was done so good.
Exactly. They took their time and they were patient with it, and they built him in such a wonderful, like unique, organic way too. Like, I don't know, they're doing some really cool things story wise. But the other thing I feel like 880 is also known for is just fucking chaos. And Envy Young versus Derek Dillinger to me is going to embody that fully. Just after seeing some clips of like Envy's no ring match that he had down in Austin during South by Southwest with Uncanny, like you can tell that like obviously that has never left Envy, but it's almost like something else has been reawakened in him a little bit, and I'm hoping he's bringing some of that similar energy into this one with Derek, you know, two supremely talented wrestlers out of the area. And I know for me personally, I'm also very excited to finally get a chance to see Paris Sahara and Zeke Mercer in person, you know, two people that I've really grown to enjoy, first off, through like my QWI like ranking process, like an evaluation process and that sort of thing, but seeing more and more of their work as they've gotten onto larger stages, both of them showing up at Enjoy Wrestling in the last year as well. Like, it's really cool to see people that.
Oh, you haven't seen the Paris versus Sunny match yet.
No, I haven't. I haven't
Oh,
yet.
it's good. It's really good.
I would hope so.
It's excellent, and it's I mean, it's every bit, it's a great time for Sunny Kiss, but like it's a really fantastic breakthrough match for Paris Sahara. And again, just one of those people that not enough people know, and I'm really, really excited for more people to get to see her in action. I think her and Brooke are gonna have a really fantastic match. It's gonna be I think they're gonna have a lot of fun.
And I feel
Yes.
like she's like been really hitting her stride like past year.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she definitely
Well,
has.
you can sense that like that momentum shift in a wrestler when you see them and they're like they're in the midst of an upward trajectory because she's just coming in with so much confidence and like carrying through matches. It just carries right through matches. I feel like early matches I saw with her, it's not that I didn't think that she was great then, but it was like, okay, she's got promise, but now that promise is starting to get fulfilled. And you can see that in like in just her ability, like from match beginning to match end, that energy stays where it needs to be.
And it might be where you are too. Like, I'm sure like she could be a lot more comfortable, at a place like 880 than some other certain companies around the Pittsburgh area.
I
Yeah.
mean,
y'all know better than me, but yeah.
what do you know?
No, like I don't know. I'm just glad to see so many of the people that are regularly on those 880 shows are getting this kind of stage as well. We didn't mention it
And you're
before, but
gonna
like,
love Marco.
oh, please, yes, come on. Like I have seen only like select pieces of what Marco and the Den of Desire do in a ring. But whenever you have them opposite Billy Dixon and Eddie McQueen, I don't know if that building can handle just the sheer amount of cunt.
From
That's
Honey Badger and Eddie and Marco.
I just don't. I think they're gonna the Yuki Club is gonna have to find like new roofs or something. We'll see.
Blow off the roof.
Exactly. No, I don't know. I'm gonna be at that show live in person still, and I'm excited to see it. I've really liked watching 880 from my part of the country. I'm glad that I'm able to finally get there in person to see a lot of these amazing talents. I don't know. I'm just stoked. It's always fun, and just to see like the promise of what MV has been building out there, and knowing his like goals about the school itself, and then with the promotion as well, kind of attached to it, and to see a lot of that come to fruition is really awesome. So, plus it's nice to get MV back on a WrestleMania weekend. So, yes.
Yeah, where else are we going to see him throughout the weekend? I feel like I haven't been paying attention to where else he's booked. Is
Nowhere
that it?
else. That's
Yeah,
it.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, he might show. I know him and Casanova Valentine are friendly, and
Yeah.
there is a Murder Mania show still happening. So who knows? Maybe MV Young goes down to FDR Skate Park and gets all bloody with some people. I don't know.
I put it past him.
I wouldn't
He's
either.
not anything, man.
Well, let's move on to our next one, our next queer-led show that's coming up. We're going to chronological order here, everyone. Combat Fights Unlimited, run by someone who is very familiar to the two of you, one Mayday. They are running in Gloucester City, I hope I said that correctly, New Jersey, at the
But I'm not sure.
Gloucester. I don't look. I'm from the South and I live on the West Coast. You can insult me twice if I don't get the names of your Northeast cities right. I apologize. But yeah, they're running their next show up there at the I think it's like the Super wherever where Super Crazy does their stuff. And they have a pretty fun card as well. Of course, headlined by Jordan Blade defending the CFU championship against Kennedy Copeland or Kennedy Hardcastle, whichever one she wants to go by on this show.
I love Kennedy so much.
Yes, same. I also have Mike Skyros versus Rick for the High Tension Wrestling Network Championship. Megan Mason, someone who I have really enjoyed like getting to watch over the last couple of years, you know, as she has kind of progressed a bit more in her wrestling career, getting into the cage with Journey Burke Esquire. And then something that is only described as a Kumite cage match, which is six women inside of the CFU cage. I am very curious to see how this works, considering the shoot style presentation that CFU takes on, where we have Ashley Buchanan, Christina Marie, Harleen Lopez, KZT, The Unforgiven Salem, and Riley Crowe, all in the cage at the same time. Obviously,
and I feel like that's a lot of people that don't care about their bodies.
Yeah, plus a lot of people, plus a number of people that are willing to fuck someone up and have the ability to do that too.
Yes,
you know, like that's just it's. I don't know. Like this. I'm bummed that I'm not going to be able to make this show personally because, one, obviously, I like to support Mayday. You know, even though like I'm not like partnered up with them through the podcast world like y'all are, but I really enjoy what Mayday has built with CFU and to see like, you know, where it's gone and to just see the continued like evolution of the presentation in some ways as well. Yeah. Plus I'm always a sucker for Jordan Blade in the main event. I mean, come on.
Noted Jordan Blade fan am I. I mean
her and Kennedy are both like legit jiu-jitsu fighters, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, do not get in a fight with either of these women. I mean, never get in a fight with any wrestler because like they'll fuck you up regardless and we're all weak. But like these you know, wrestlers specifically, do not get into a shoot fight with them because they will murder you. They could murder you very easily, very simply.
Or just break all your limbs.
Just break all your limbs and then murder you. I'm sad that I can't make this show. I feel like I'm betraying all my friends who are running shows. I'm going to shows I have like no emotional like connection with the people who are running them. But it's difficult time slot, and even with finagling the schedule a little bit, like we will be at a show at that point and we will have just gotten into town that morning. So getting over to New Jersey on top of everything, I don't know. I feel so bad. The Thursday shows are really tough because it's like, if you're getting into town that morning, you're pretty much like getting into town, dropping your bags and going, making flexibility in order of scheduling pretty hard to do. So wish them all the best.
It's pretty packed. I think Thursday is probably the most packed day.
Yeah,
I get it because people kind of want, I can imagine that, well, one, it's maybe was easier to get some space first and foremost on a Thursday as opposed to the weekend, but also I think people wanted to avoid, like, I think people wanted to avoid Saturday and Sunday, obviously Sunday, but like they wanted to avoid as much as possible Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, really, outside of the collective, there aren't, Thrashylvania, there aren't a ton of shows running on Saturday. I think, I can't remember if the ETU show is running on Saturday ETU's or Friday. Yeah,
after the Thrashylvania one.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, like, basically, they all want to get out of the way of WrestleMania itself, but, you know, we still have some stuff. Plus, the clusterfuck Saturday night, so, you know.
Yeah, way out. Well, I mean, I guess maybe after WrestleMania. I have no idea how long a WrestleMania goes.
I really hope WrestleMania does not go to midnight.
Especially with there being 2 days this year.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see it what should, they do.
If it's 2 days, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like this is one of those shows that I'm really hoping ends up on streaming very shortly afterwards. Or it's up on YouTube or something, you know, very shortly afterwards. Because I'm very excited to see Jordan Blade and Kennedy, you know, have their fight. You know, I think Jordan has really carried the mantle for CFU well, you know, after defeating Masha for that belt and kind of into this like new era of CFU, I guess you could put it in some ways. But also, I mean, there's people in that Kumite fight that I'm really excited to see too. You know, people like Harleen Lopez and Ashley Buchanan, you know, two members of the queer community that are getting put on this stage.
Harleen Lopez is a badass.
Yes.
Have you seen her lately? She's jacked.
She is. Harleen Lopez is, yeah. She is someone that I have done myself the crime of not seeing as much of her as I should. And I want to correct that. So, it sucks that I'm not gonna be able to do it with this show.
Every time I see something about her, I'm like, oh, where I need to see her.
Yes.
She gets so huge. She's huge. Like, so excited for her. Like, live that muscle mommy life.
Yes. You can never have too many muscle mommies.
We need more, frankly.
Yes. Always, but yes, if you're out in that area of New Jersey, like, definitely go check them out. The show starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Like I said, it's a whole lot of fun. Every match is in a cage. It's
yeah, always- I mean, definitely different kind of style of show. Mm-hmm. You know, every match is going to be cool. And it'll be in a cage.
Exactly. It's interesting that it's running like kind of right, like it starts right near the end of the Bloodsport show, so it like you could kind of have a little bit of synergy going on there if you're able to speed, but I don't know, whatever, do something. Don't speed. I don't want to advocate for that, but you know what I mean.
Like, watch Bloodsport in the parking lot on your phone.
There you go. Bring an iPad.
That's actually, like, not gonna lie, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
If you get like cell reception.
No, girl, you know I'm gonna probably try to watch Billy Stark's match on my phone.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Well, so CFU, that's the CFU and 880 are on Thursday. Friday, we have For the Culture over at the Collective, GCW country here. And obviously, this show, it's focused on, you know, Black wrestlers and that community and featuring that community, but it is led by Billy Dixon. So queer run show, and a number. One thing when I was talking to Billy recently on the podcast was, you know, just mentioning to him, like, just how many more queer performers are on this year's show than other FTC shows that we've seen in the past. And I don't know, I'm excited for that personally myself. But just the whole card seems like a whole lot of fun. So you have Billy Dixon versus Darius Carter, finally bringing the years-long rivalry to the GCW stage with Darius Lockhart as special referee. Man Like Darice versus Sonny Kiss.
That's a match I'm really looking forward to.
You want to talk about athleticism on fucking point. My God.
If you haven't seen Man Like Darice before, he is... Oh, he's from England. He is amazing. Sonny's booked in a heck of a lot of really good matches this week. Mm-hmm. I think she might be the star of the week.
Yes.
So yeah, the match is going to be incredible.
She definitely has the ability and multiple chances to steal this weekend. Who's going to step up to speedball Mike Bailey's running WrestleMania weekend MVP at this point, right? Somebody has Sonny. To. I want Sonny to challenge. I want Sonny to challenge for that, please. But we also have Suge. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, because you just mentioned, you know, Speedball. Like, we are probably talking about the only two GCW shows that Speedball will not be on, which I think is really kind of amusing. Like,
true.
Because he'll be on all the other Collective shows, right? Like,
for the most part. I don't know if he's been announced for the Progress show yet, but. Or maybe he has, and I'm just forgetting.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been keeping track of like who's been announced where.
Speedball has so many matches during the weekend that it's hard to.
Yeah, because he'll do like the WrestleCon shows, stuff like that too.
Exactly. Yeah, he's pretty sure he's on the Hitchcock Super Show for sure over there. And also, as should be noted, while we're not covering it here because it would have happened by the time the show releases, Fightertainment, of course, they are doing their show Fighter on Tuesday, you know, with Speedball and Veda Scott, their fun little Twitch pro wrestling thing that they do. They're running their event in Potts City.
Pottsville.
PA? Pottsville. Thank you. It's been a long day. But yes,
is that Pottsville or Pottstown, Am? The one that Yingling's in.
We'll just
call it Pottsville.
Yes.
I'm not looking. Pick it up.
Okay.
Oh God, where is the information? Pottsville. Yeah, it was Pottsville.
Okay.
I thought you were right.
It's all right. Yes. So they're running their show as well, but that's on Tuesday. So if you're in town already, definitely go check that one out too.
Those shows are always super fun and like super wacky. Like, yes. I know that, like, the one I watched, like, it was a tag team match, but you had to, like, ring a triangle before you could make a tag. Like, they do all kinds of, like, I think the one was, like, a Jenga. You did, like, Jenga while you had a match or whatever. Yes. So, like, yeah, they're all super wacky. But...
I just remember I saw one match where there were street cones played a heavy emphasis.
Jimmy Lloyd had like a 20 wet floor sign match.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That was brutal.
That was brutal. But continuing with the For the Culture card, we also have Alex Kane coming in to challenge Shug D for the Pan African World Diaspora World Championship. We have Too Cold Scorpio against the frontman Joss C. You have Kings of the District versus Main Event versus Killionaires Club, which is Jay Bougie and PB Smooth versus Thick and Juicy, the return of Faye Jackson and Brooke Valentine, the third iteration of Thick and Juicy, get the third combination of it there. Maya World versus Jada Stone versus Jocelyn Navarro versus Maserati versus Janai Kai versus Tiara James in a scramble. And then we have our... What I'm loving that this is becoming a staple of these some of these GCW shows. We have our five on five tag with Team Dala headed up by AJ Francis against Team Myron Reed, which you know includes such outstanding wrestlers as Devon Monroe, Calvin Tankman, Ruckus. The indie legend Ruckus coming back, Teriyaki, Kita, Isaiah Broner, you know, and of course, recent GCW favorite, Mr. Danger, as well there. Oh, I cannot forget Darian Bankston either, current TW Chattanooga champion. So, yeah, like this feels like one of the most stacked For the Culture cards that I have seen since this event started running regularly. I don't know how this one stacks up to y'all.
I think this show and the Effie's Big Gay Brunch are the two best cards of the week or whatever you want to call it. I think this card's just stacked.
Yeah, match for match, level of talent involved, a variety of talent involved. Just like it's what's exciting about the For the Culture and the brunch cards is that not to speak ill of the other GCW shows, and like Progress will be bringing some really interesting people. Having DDT and TJPW in the mix is going to be really great as well. But like, you know, we see a lot of those GCW guys, we see them over and over and over again. And the reason we see them is because we like them and they do great work for GCW. FTC and brunch give the GCW audience an opportunity to see some more really great talent involved. And this, Brian, you're spot on. There have been some really great matches from the For the Culture shows, some ones that I really, really enjoyed, but match per match, this might be the like most through and through compelling card that that they've put together so far.
Yeah, like I remember the Dallas show always stood out to me as like the top one that they've done so far, you know.
Dallas was pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, I mean, you had that Shane Taylor Promotions versus the, you know, the Hit Club, or yeah, after they had just gotten released from WWE. And then you had, obviously Billy and Hoodfoot in that death match main event. That was just,
Yeah, that was
oh
incredible.
my God.
When was Shug versus Trishadora? That Dallas?
No, Trish fought MJ Jenkins in on the Dallas show.
That was a great match too.
Yeah, that was a really good one too. And then last year, Trish and Calvin Tankman was another really good one. So,
Oh, is Trish, so, oops, sorry.
oh, you're fine.
This is a diversion or this is a tangent, but like, where's Trishadora on any of these cards?
I'm like, she's in Ring of Honor world.
I think that's it. She's in Ring of Honor world.
Where's
She
my
might be
Trish?
working that Ring of Honor show that night. Or what night is that? Saturday?
I think the Ring of Honor show is on. No, it's on Friday. It's on Friday.
It's on Friday night. So.
Yeah.
No, nothing major is running on Saturday or Sunday because of in night because of WrestleMania weekend. Because of
No.
Wrestle the WrestleMania. Well, that's a bummer because I wish Trish Adora always has really great matches, especially for the Culture cards. I'm really sad not to get to see her on this card. That's the only thing that I will say against it. No Trish.
I can understand that. I am bummed too. I think this will be the first For the Culture without Trish involved in any way, shape, or form. But I huh?
This board.
That Alex Kane match is gonna be really dope.
Yes. Especially knowing like the chemistry and the relationship between those two. Obviously they're together as the good hand down at Action in the Southeast, but to see them accept to the ring against each other, that you'll get to see that chemistry on display in an adversarial sort of presentation there. Then I think that's, if there was anyone that was gonna like follow Trish as that sh holding that belt, like Shug D is just such an amazing choice for that. Someone who has like the longevity and like the presence, and also, incredibly outspoken for the community within the pro wrestling space as well.
Alex
So,
Kane could be a good choice too. He's for the people.
oh, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that like Alex Kane could leave here as a double world champion once again. So, who knows? I don't know. I go back to obviously Manlike Doris and Sunny Kiss. That is going to be an off the charts outstanding match. I just love the fact that Billy and Darius are getting the stage that this feud has deserved for years at this point, to kind of have this like what feels like is probably a culmination of this whole issue between them that has been like, years in the making. I don't know. I think that whenever I saw that match get announced, I was just like, okay, fuck it, take my money. Like, I don't need to see anything. I know there's gonna be other stuff that's going to like get me hyped to see on the show, but like I see that and I'm like, okay, yeah, no, this is it. That's all I needed to know, that these two are getting back into the ring again with each other for the
I
first
bet there
time
would have
since Pride
started
and
a
Vibe
riot
weekend.
at Paris's moment.
Oh my God, did they? I don't know. I'm really excited for this card too. I'm excited to see frontman Jossie back on a GCW stage too. It's been a minute since we've seen him in a GCW ring. And then I don't know, Billy, his second year running For the Culture, I think is really hitting his stride here, and it makes me excited for what comes in like the following years now, because knowing Billy, like he's just gonna try to find ways to top himself.
It's very, very true.
Yes. So that is at 11:59 on Friday night. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to LGBT in the Ring. We're just gonna take a quick break here to let you know ways that you can support the show. And say thank you to some very rad people that help make this show as amazing as it is. First off, if you would like to support the show, we are on Patreon now, patreon.com/LGBTRingPod. Multiple tiers there for everyone that feels so moved to support this show. We've got numerous
patron benefits over there, including bonus shows that are going to be coming out monthly, roundtable of those sort of things. So definitely go over and check us out. Again, patreon.com/LGBTRingPod. Every single dollar that is pledged there to support the show is very, very humbling, and we thank you. We also have a merch store over on Brainbuster Tees. Go to brainbustertees.com and search LGBT in the ring. Get t-shirts, tank tops, all kinds of good stuff. And, you know, always looking at some new things as well. But definitely check us out on Brainbuster Tees there as well. You can follow the show on social media as well. We're everywhere that we have accounts. We're at LGBT RingPod. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, co-host, Mastodon, whatever. We're there. So follow the show there. You can follow me at WonderboyOTM on Twitter and Instagram as well. We also want to give a huge thank you to Sarah and the Safe Word for the show's theme, Formula 666 from the album Red Hot and Holy. You can find them on Twitter at STSWBand, or you can check out their music on both Spotify and Bandcamp. Another great way to support the show is over at independentwrestling.tv. Check out IWTV for the best in current and classic independent pro wrestling, including live events from top independent promotions worldwide. You can use our code LGBTRingPod or visit the URL tinyurl.com/IWTVLGBT. And whenever you, as long as you use that code to open your account and keep that active, we get a kickback from IWTV. So your subscription to watch all the great wrestling that we talk about on this show goes to support the show as well. Thumbs up there. Of course, if you want to read more of my pro wrestling writing, you can check out outsports.com. And if you are into video games, I also co-host a video game news Twitch stream every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. It's called the Mr. Video Game Super Show. I co-host that with two dear friends and Twitch streamers, Slacker Kite and Lady Merowin. Just run through the week's gaming news, or we throw on a game and play and just have fun and be dumb. It's great. But you can check that out every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, over at twitch.tv/deadsunentertainment, sun like the star. With that said, let's get back to the show. And of course, the next show to run at the Collective is the Big Gay Brunch that next morning.
I'm going to be such a sleepy baby. Oh, if you guys see me. Oh, and I will literally, we'll be just like giant babies at the brunch because we're all wearing onesies.
I love
so it. So please wear your like pajama, your animal onesie with us in solidarity. I'm making Laz and Dawn commit to this.
If I had one, I would.
I have
an outfit picked out. So I have
some like way more fabulous outfits that I should be wearing, but I'm just I made the joke and now I'm committed.
No, it's all look. It's a look, and that's all that matters.
Oh, I mean, we have not talked about our looks. Like our looks all weekend. Looks on looks. We've got like, how am I gonna pack everything? Like you only get to do WrestleMania weekend once a year. You got to make it count.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or Mike once every like 5 years. Yeah. So brunch is the very next morning. Yes. That's mean.
It, you know what? It's, I will take it if we get to dodge Wale Mania for Full of Culture this year and not have those two overlap. I am fine with eating that myself.
Okay, fair. And I know lots of people are excited about Wally Mania. Are you going to that as well?
I am not. I'll be at the Dean show in New Jersey, whenever that's going on. So I'll be watching Mad Dog Connolly and Deimos fucking beat the shit out of each other in a dog collar match while everybody else is partying.
Is Connolly fighting?
Deimos. Okay. From, yeah. So that's going to be a fucking war.
I love Connolly.
Same. Same. Yes. I'm so excited that he's on that show. But yes, Big Gay Brunch, huge card.
so far. Like, this is, if we talked about Billy, like, putting together, like, a blowout for the culture card, let's just talk about what Effie has put together for all of our glorious faces here. Billy Dixon versus Rita Yamashita for the GCW Ultraviolet Championship. I have a feeling we are going to see Deathmatch Bill again here for obvious reasons.
And really, I think that's the only deathmatch scheduled for the week.
I'm sorry?
That's the only deathmatch scheduled at the Collective for the week.
Yes. In name, I think, maybe. We'll get to another match that might be an actual death match in some ways based off of how things have been booked in GCW over the last few months going down to Joey Janela's spring break. But yes, Billy Dixon and Rena, that's going to be a whole lot of fun. Dark Sheik versus Sunny Kiss, first time ever that match has happened. I still can't believe that's a first time matchup. Just goosebumps already. Sawyer Wreck.
Just the outfits are going to be amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah. You talk about looks. I am very curious to see what Dark Sheik has in store for all of us, as well as Sunny. Sawyer Wreck versus Max the Impaler. I hope the caterers have reinforced their building. That's all I'm going to say at this point right now.
It's like a Japanese like Godzilla movie.
Exactly. It is just a kaiju fight of all. Look, I know we got Godzilla and Kong teaming up in the cinemas coming up here, but fuck that. Give me this. This is the fucking kaiju battle for me already. Team Pero, which consists of Adriel Noctis, Angelo Carter, Junie Underwood, Kida, and Pero versus Team Poyo, Alex Mays, Don't Die Miles, Karam, Ron Bass Jr., and we don't know who's replacing Ziggy Haim just yet, but there will be a fifth member of that team as well. Edith Surreal and Jamie Lynn Senegal teaming up together against The Runway, very near and dear to y'all's hearts there. The debut of Monomoth from Thailand against Aaron Rourke, Rico Gonzalez, and Devon Monroe in a fatal four-way match that is just going... Look, that is going to be a very, very fast match. That's all I'm going to say. And also, Rico might find new ways to make me wonder if he's going to die in a match.
Look, Rico likes to head first into things, doesn't he?
Rico likes to find that, like... He likes to like find high places to do that double stomp, and he will. I haven't seen the building that they're in just yet. I'm very curious to know how low the rafters are. Let's just put it that way.
I love Aaron, Rico, and Evan, Devon. Do you know about the other person in that match?
Yes. So Monomoth, wrestler out of Thailand. They just made their U.S. debut at the first Daikaiju show up in the Northeast, you know, the same show that was main evented by Vinny and Shoko Nakajima. They faced Landon Hill on that show, and that match is just blow away. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on IWTV. Definitely go check it out. But you know, Monomoth in Thailand wrestles for Setup TH mainly, and he's just outstanding athletic figure. They are just, you know, they have like a K-pop look, but can like turn on this level of intensity that is, you know, will shed some of that veneer a little bit here and there. But less, you know, middle fingers than Maki Ito, unfortunately. Yes, for sure. But yes, Monomoth is outstanding talent. I would highly suggest you look up any either of his matches with Landon Hale, whether it be the Daikaiju show, or also Landon just recently went to Thailand and they wrestled again against each other over there at Setup TH. I'm very excited for just the sheer athleticism in this match between the four of these people. That's, we have what we have here, plus that match, plus we haven't even talked about the main event yet, Pussy versus Dirty Breeze, or let's just really call them what they are. It's Pussy versus the Fashion Police. Come on now.
I think when this
first of all, I don't think you need any fashion police at this show.
Oh no,
I think everyone's gonna be styling.
Yes, for sure. Also, no cops at Pride. So
this match was announced, my exact tweet was holy shit balls. because it's so right and it's so necessary, and we need this match. Like, we need this match for a big gay brunch. It feels like it just feels like the proper circle of life. So yes, this like, it's a main event, I believe, and I think it's a really interesting one to be a main event for a lot of reasons. But it feels right. It feels right for Big Gay Brunch.
Oh, they already said it's going to be the main event?
Yes, yes.
As the main event, yeah.
Yeah, it is going to be the main event. I'm curious to see how, based off of like what happened with Bussy versus MXM at Big Gay Brunch in Tampa over Royal Rumble weekend, like, that feels like not necessarily a blueprint for it, but it gives me expectations for what to see in this match, because so much of that match was like kind of focused around like, all right, y'all did the queer coded bit. Y'all did the like gay up until like a point bit in WWE, right? We're going to force you to go 100% with the bit now. You tempted all of us. And now like, no, you're in our world now. Like, you have to fulfill that. Like, you have to go all the way. And that the same can be said for the fashion police in many ways. So Tyler Breeze, Dirty Dango, I have a feeling there might be something not necessarily 100% the same as what we saw with Bussy and MXM, but have some of the same like themes in some ways, you know. I don't know.
I mean, I think Dirty Dango is probably going to give a couple lap dances.
Oh, 100%. Fine. You don't book Dirty Dango and not have lap dances on the menu.
I mean, if we don't get lap dances, I will be really upset.
Yes.
Now, do you think Mance is going to show up?
Oh,
that's a really interesting question.
That's going to be like the lingering thing on this show, right?
Well, yeah, but I also like, it's such a different thing. This show is such a different, like,
it's still part of the GCW universe, though.
It absolutely is. It's definitely part of the GCW universe, but it is also kind of treated as a different type of celebration. So in that way, I feel like they're not going to want to tamper with that energy.
Also, you know, and maybe this is a good point to start kind of opening up to the rest of the weekend, but Joe Gill is spring break. We're getting another matchup between Effie and Mance Warner. There's an I Quit match on the books for Joey Janela spring break the night before. So, you know, just based off of what they might do to each other, maybe Effie will take care of Mance before the Big Gay Brunch, so Mance doesn't show up and ruin the party and ruin the vibes.
Entirely possible.
Yes. But yeah, I would not be surprised.
He's going to come out and basically be bandaged up, and now he's going to have to take this match.
God, I really hope he doesn't have to spend the night in the hospital again.
Did that happen 1 year?
That happened at the Tampa, like whenever they had their first match, and he had to go get staples in the back of his head, and basically he was at the hospital until 3 a.m. and had to come back and do brunch the next morning against MXM. So hopefully that mix won't happen again, but you know, we'll see. We'll see.
You never know with Mance.
Exactly. No, but yeah, brunch just looks outstanding. And to know we don't even have, like, we still have one more match to add to the card. Like, this just feels like one of the biggest cards that they have put together for this event so far. And, you know, LA was amazing. I can only imagine what the environment is going to be like at this one. Well, we've talked about all of the queer events, specifically queer events here, but obviously those aren't the only shows that we are going to be watching or going to while we're there. So I want to ask y'all, and we can start with Don, like, what else are you looking forward to for this weekend?
So I have like a couple listed here that I'm really looking forward to. Okay. I'm really looking forward to seeing on Austin and Rio. Just because I've, you know, obviously never seen them in person. I don't know if Rio's been to America. And they're both just like absolutely incredible. Definitely the other Sunny Kiss matches. Sunny Kiss is wrestling Zeta Steel at Intergender Bonanza, which will be amazing. And I think we talked about the other ones. And then Rio against Tyann at Thrashylvania will be being amazing. And my one other one is Mayo versus Billy Starks. No rules for the DDT Championship.
Oh God, yeah. Yes.
God, I can't wait for that.
I don't know who I'm gonna root for.
What about you, Em?
There's a lot of really fun. I'm still kind of catching up because like coordinating the schedule was easy enough, but now I'm just keeping track of all the matches has been like, I've been kind of late to the party. So getting really, really, really excited for TJPW in Philly and both TJPW shows that are going to happen through the collective. So we've got some really great matches that are happening there. Yuki Kamifuku of TJPW is going up against Dark Sheik on April 6th. We've got a really fun, there's a tag match between Alley Catch and Sawyer Wreck versus Mizuki and Kakuta, and like that's gonna be a banger. There's a really insane multi-woman tag match with Masha Slamovich, Rina, and Maki Ito going up against Yuki Aino and Shoki Nakamura and Miyu Yamashita. Like that's gonna be insanely good. A lot of really great talent. I'm genuinely psyched to see a bunch of people live that I've never seen before. So TJPW is bringing in so many people I've never had the joy of seeing that before, seeing them in person. They just announced, like just a couple minutes ago, I saw that just come through for the clusterfuck, I believe. I will tell you this in a second. No, for Joey Janela's Spring Break 8, that Friday night, they just announced Maki Death Kill, which is Maki Ito and Nick Gage versus Danhausen and Ram Kaicho. That is gonna rock.
Oh God, they're what gonna die. What
genius pairing with Danhausen and Ram Kaicho.
Yes, that is gonna rock. It is
God.
It's gonna be so fucking strange. There's gonna be this blood. There's gonna be crying, dancing. Who knows? It's So I'm really, really psyched for that.
Literally blood, sweat, and tears.
Yes.
There's gonna be a lot of shows that I won't be able to make it to, so I'm gonna be catching up on those matches, I'm sure, for the days and days afterwards. And of course, Don shouted out the Lana Austin match for the Progress show that I'm really psyched for, because I've been a Lana Austin fan for years, and I'm just so, so stoked to get to see her in person through that Progress show. So yeah, just a couple, but yeah, I'm really excited just to kind of like ride the vibes of the weekend and like discover some new people. Every WrestleMania weekend, all the indie shows that I've watched over the years have introduced me to people that have become like new favorites, and even promotions that have become new favorites. So this, I'm fully expecting this to be no different.
Yeah. Like,
and I think this year we have a little bit more of that with, it seemed like the past couple of years, it was just like GCW shows named different things. Whereas like this year we're getting Progress, we're getting TJPW, we're getting DDT. And stuff like that. So I think that's cool. A lot of different faces.
Yes. And to that point, Don, y'all are also going to get a taste of my neck of the woods, because Defy is opening up the collective on Thursday morning. And y'all are going to get a taste of what we have out in the Pacific Northwest for a little bit there.
That triple threat for the women's title is going to be bomb.
Yes. Holy shit. There's your taste of Trishadora, M. There you go. Trishadora, Sawyer Wreck, and Burt Vixen for the Defy Women's Championship on the Defy show Thursday morning. That match is going to be great. I'm excited anytime I get to see like the people from my region get highlighted in that way. It's outstanding. So
do you have any recommendations for that show, like matches to look out for?
Let me pull up the card real quick. I can already tell you, like, whatever match Center and Saint is in, Center and Saint, like Travis Williams and Judas Icarus are two of the best talents to come out of this region in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. They are just outstanding wrestlers. Let me see if I can find the full card here real quick so I can speak to more of it without, you know, not just... So I would say you have actually, so yeah, Center and Saint, they're actually the entire Sovereign crew, which Center and Saint is a part of the Sovereign stable. They're having they're going to be competing in a trios three-way. A lot of threes in that match title, but it's going to be Sovereign versus Team Dragon Gate, which is Shun Skywalker, cool. Ben K, and Ho-Ho Loon, and C4 KC, so Cody Chun, Guillermo Rosas, and Casey Navarro. Also on that show, we have the Calamari Catch Kings, Chris Brooks and Kid Lykos, against Moonlight Express, Mike Bailey, Speedball, Mike Bailey, and Mal.
Yeah, that's a fun match.
Yes.
I'm so excited for that match.
Yes, and then of course the Defy World Title.
I'm a big Chris Brooks girl.
Oh, really? I got to see Chris in person for the first time last year in LA at the DDT show. I had no idea how tall that man was until
because the first time I ever saw him live, I think maybe the only time I've seen him in person, he was at that really goofy show, WrestleMania weekend of 2019. He's at a really goofy show that they threw together through the collective that like Orange Cassidy ostensibly hosted, and he was in a 7 out of 11 falls match. and he got the like final pin. He got the win through like a steek roll up, and so he comes out of the ring like a shot, just jumps out and like nearly runs me right over, and I'm just like, who is this incredibly tall person? Nearly steep. So it was kind of love at first sight. So I'm a big like Chris Brooks fan girl. Yeah,
I can understand that. I could definitely understand that. We need to talk about the I think the main event of that show, the thigh god himself, Kenta, taking on Gringo Loco for the Defy World title. So
yeah.
that match will hurt just looking at it.
Yeah, yes. It will. Those are the announced matches so far from what I've seen. Obviously, there will be more, and I'm hoping more of those matches will feature, you know, talent from the region. You know, Defy, they're obviously a Pacific Northwest company. They also have a lot of fly-ins that come in for their shows too. So we'll see, maybe Nick Wayne isn't doing anything. Maybe Nick Wayne shows up, who knows? But we'll see. I'm just excited that Defy is getting that shot, and I'm so glad that Sovereign is getting that shot too. So we'll see there. I'm bummed that I'm missing Bloodsport because I really want to see Shayna Baszler and Masha Slamovic. Mm-hmm. I really want to see Shayna Baszler in a GCW ring, in a Bloodsport ring. My
it's
God.
Not a ring.
I mean, it's technically still the ring. It just ain't got no ropes on it.
It was the only thing that they could do to get me to care about Bloodsport. Like, literally. It was like, it felt evil almost of just like, because Don and I were like, we don't care about Bloodsport. We're going to start. And no problem at all, right? We were not caring about it at all. And then they announced Shayna Baszler. I was like, fuck you, Josh Barnett.
Yeah, I don't think that was even a question. It was like Bloodsport or a Stardom. It's like, yeah, Stardom. You know?
Yeah. Had that announcement been made prior to that decision, it would have been a lot harder for me. I love Shayna Baszler. I would love to be able to see her in that environment and not have to watch her in, you know, other company. So that it breaks my heart to miss that match, but I'm really excited to catch it at some point.
Yeah.
I saw Shayna like early indies against Mia. at AIW. Super, super fun.
No,
he's technically still the AIW women's champion.
Technically, yes.
You know, that prestigious title that they really care about very deeply.
Yes. No, I'm just excited that Bloodsport, this is probably the most like women's matches that are going to be on a Bloodsport card ever, you know, between Shayna and Masha and then the four woman tournament that they're doing on the show.
But
as
they
well.
Did that tournament before, right?
Yeah, they've done the tournament format before, but it was just that. It was just those three matches. And then you add Shayna and Masha, you know, that's just wild. But yeah, that tournament's going to be a lot of fun too with Jhenny Kai, Lady Frost, Lindsay Snow, and Marina Shafir in there.
I love Lindsay Snow. She's okay. Such like
Dawn.
A badass girl that does whatever she wants.
Yeah.
If I'm a fangirl for Chris Brooks, then Dawn's a fangirl for Lindsay Snow.
There we go.
And it'll be interesting to see what Lady Frost does in that kind of match. Mm-hmm. Because she's like, her husband's known for that style, but she's not necessarily known for that style.
Yes. Maybe there'll be some spousal pointers that will come into play there. As for other stuff for me, like I'm going to the Dean show because like that just it just feels right in a lot of ways. And plus I wanted to get the chance to finally see Bad Dog Connolly live in person. We already talked about that a little bit. Connolly versus Deimos in a dog collar match. But also on that show, you know, speaking of the Pacific Northwest, the opportunity to see Daniel Makabe are dwindling now as we get towards the end of his, you know, this is his final year in the ring. And Daniel Makabe and Timothy Thatcher revisiting one of the greatest rivalries of the Pacific Northwest wrestling scene in the last like decade, if not more years. Like the fact that those two are stepping back into the ring together again really gets me excited for that show. And then where was it? There was one more. Murder Mania is going to be a lot of fun, honestly. Like, I don't know. I love deathmatch chaos bullshit, and Casanova Valentine is the king of putting that sort of wild shit together. It's just so good. And then the clusterfuck. Let's just be real. The clusterfuck, it only has two matches on it. It's the clusterfuck and then a fucking Punjabi prison match for the GCW tag team titles.
Like, my question is, how long is it going to take for them to take that down?
Like, which one are they going to run first? Are they going to run the Punjabi prison match first? Or are they going to run the 88-person clusterfuck match and then put the thing up?
No, you've got to have the cage match first. So it's going to be easier to take it down.
You can't have the clusterfuck first. It can't work that way.
So going Royal Rumble booking. All right. I can understand that. I can feel it.
And also just like practicality speaking, it's actually easier to get the like the cage down than it is to get all of those people out of the ring.
True. True.
I'm really excited about the clusterfuck. I have to say, because when we went to it, we didn't really know what to expect when we went to the clusterfuck in 2019. And we were coming after Madison Square Garden and that ROH New Japan like big show. So it was just me and my friend Bridget at the time. And like, we got there and we were in kind of awkward seating for the clusterfuck. And we made it like halfway through the clusterfuck itself, like the big like multi-person match. And I think we started to just fade really fast and we left. So I'm excited to try and stick it through this year. I believe we can ride that momentum. Having a nice long break during WrestleMania will be great. One great thing about not caring about WrestleMania is that there's that huge gap on Saturday where I can just like go take a nap
or drink caffeine.
That too.
Nap and then caffeine.
I think whenever they take that cage down, they should have like Becca have a concert.
Yes.
Yes.
She's allowed out of house arrest.
Halftime. She's our halftime, entertainment. Indie wrestling world.
Just Becca and Maki Ito.
Maki, yes. Yeah. Yes. That would be fun.
It's a dual concert. Oh, Becca and Makihito should have a match where it's just like who has the rights to be like the who is the pop star of wrestling.
Soon enough, hopefully. Becca, come back soon. Get well soon.
Please, Becca, come back soon. We miss you.
Yes, very much so. But yeah, outside of that, like I think the only other match, and this is just pure dumbness on my part. I love the fact that they have booked Matt Cardona against Blue Kane on Joey Janela's Spring Break. It's just one. I just want to see Blue Kane. Like I just want to let the snow rain down on me and experience the anti, the non shitty Kane. Let's put it that way.
So is it like everything Kane is about? Blue Kane is not about.
To my knowledge, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that then.
Yes. Sounds good. He has ice powers as opposed to fire powers.
They should have Glacier come out and help him out.
You know what? I would not be surprised if Glacier shows up in the clusterfuck at some point.
Glacier so will have there.
Yeah, maybe they'll both be in the clusterfuck and they'll team up and empty out the ring at some point. Who knows? With who knows what kind of concoctions we could see at the clusterfuck?
Who is the biggest reach but still like possible person that you might see at the clusterfuck?
Let's see. I would be stoked if Action Mike Jackson showed up personally. Like just, you know, give me the fucking like 50-year vet from my neck of the woods down in Georgia that is still killing it, even in you know his like 70s now, and I look, he can still go, and I know it's a late night call, you know, it's past midnight and there's a stereotype about older people and midnight, whatever, it doesn't matter. I want Action Mike Jackson in that ring. Personally, if I'm really, really thinking though, it was just like out completely like off the wall, out of nowhere, like trying to get inside Joey Janela's brain for as long as I could survive inside of it. Man.
Do you want mine?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Paul London coming out singing, throwing garbage around.
Yes.
It would be great.
He's going to be in town. He's wrestling Speedball on that first Labor of Love show on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So.
You go, Don. The chances just don't.
Yep.
Paul London is great. Paul London is great if I'm not there. Like, if I'm watching it on TV, I don't like having garbage juice thrown on me. Like, at the AIW show, when he was, like, working there a lot, like, half the crowd would have ponchos.
Oh, God. Okay, it's Philadelphia, right? This just popped in my head.
Okay.
Do we see Bill Alfonso enter the clusterfuck? Do we see Fonzie enter the clusterfuck?
You might have, like, Matthew Justice come out and Fonzie be with him. But I don't know if Fonzie would do it by himself.
Yeah. I don't know, but that actually feels really, that feels very much like the clusterfuck though.
I'm just trying to think of like ECW tie-ins that are still like pretty active on the indie scene. Like what does Shane Douglas show up? Right.
God, I hope not.
I hope not. I don't necessarily want to see that, but does Shane
Douglas
show up?
I'm a huge Shane
Douglas
fan.
Like,
what's Sandman looking like these days?
I think he actually is wrestling on a show that week.
Oh, I did see that huge ECW reunion show.
Yeah, they're doing like an ECW reunion show.
How are any of them going to wrestle?
I don't know.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly.
We'll see. I mean, Too Cold Scorpio's on the show, so we know he can still go.
Yeah, Too Cold can still go.
Yeah. We'll see for sure. I don't know. Man. God, now I'm just racking my brain for like who could be like Desamish like
Francine. Rogue. Francine would be badass.
Francine would be, yeah, that would be sick.
Francine's still beautiful. too.
That would be so cool. Francine, like Jazz popped up, some like ECW royalty.
Yo, if Jazz shows up in the clusterfuck, I'm losing it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Losing my goddamn mind if that happens. Absolutely. It's gonna be so, I'll be ridiculous. It's gonna be silly.
Yes. Well, y'all, I am excited to finally get to Philly. And I'm excited to cross paths with you two, obviously, as well as so many other people there, as we all enjoy whatever pro wrestling we are going to be taking in while we are there. It is truly the best week for wrestling of the year in a lot of ways. Maybe not all of the ways, but a lot of the ways for sure. So I guess any final words here before we sign off, and I guess as this will drop, we're probably rushing off to see something. I don't know.
I'm really glad to like see like all like the British people from the Progress shows, and I think our breakout people. Well, Rio's gonna like open a lot of people's eyes, and I think Sunny Kiss got that week.
Yeah, I'm excited for a lot more people to know the TJPW roster better and get to know those women, because that's because I mean the Stardom wrestlers also deserve their flowers, but it's a higher profile company, and a lot of those women do have made appearances elsewhere that have given them higher profile. I think there's a lot of TJPW people to really love, and they're bringing over a bunch of great people. So yeah, very excited for more people to get to see this talent.
Same all around. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Let everybody know where they can find y'all online.
I'm at Don Hollowell 1 on Twitter. And I also write for PW Ponderings. Every Tuesday, I recap all the things that have happened and in that past week in women's wrestling.
Yep, and you can find Dawn and myself, as well as my co-host Harley Arp. Harley Arp Esquez. I'm still, after years of saying his name one way, I'm still getting used to his married name. You can find me and Harley and Dawn and Mayday and Val Pancakes and all the rest of our glitterati. You can find us over at Grit and Glitter on Twitter, on Instagram. You can find me at ForkedPGH on Twitter. We'll be posting a ton about WrestleMania weekend. We'll be posting about our adventures. Most of the glitterati will be in Philadelphia, including himself, the famous Harley Arvesquez, and his beautiful wife will be there as well. So really excited. So many of us have not gotten to like actually hang out in person. So if you see us in Philadelphia, please come say hi. If you see me at the gay brunch and I'm in a onesie, please don't pull my tail or whatever weird things you want to do, but come say hi. And we'll be talking more about the shows coming up on our podcast, Grit and Glitter, so find us there.
Definitely follow up with Grit and Glitter for sure. I'm excited that so many of y'all's crew is going to be in town. Like, that's just, I don't know, that's stoked. That's got to be stoked, honestly.
We're going to hang out in person.
All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all again, and I will see y'all in the streets of Philly. My thanks once again to Em and Don for taking the time to come on the show. Of course, all three of us are going to be there in Philadelphia for the week, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of wrestling to watch, a whole lot of stuff to take in. I'm going to be bouncing around a whole bunch of different shows. If you are in Philadelphia and see me and want to say hi, say hi. I promise, just because I look like I'm running around like I am lost or confused or in a frantic, manic mood or something, I am definitely grounded still and am definitely available to chat if you so choose to do so. I understand how social anxiety goes. I feel it a lot, so no pressure there. But if you want to, definitely come up and say hi. I'm going to be carrying around some retro logo. It's weird to say that whenever we've only had our new logo for about a year, but retro logo LGBT in the ring stickers with me. If you want one, come up, say hi. We'll give those out for free to people, just to, you know, reward spreading the word and keeping the community going with a little something in their hands for continuing to, I guess, spread the gospel of LGBT in the ring. I don't know. Fuck it. Just come up and say hi. I want to give y'all something. Y'all have given me so much by supporting this show, honestly. Which, of course, in speaking of supporting the show, you can do so over at patreon.com/LGBTRingPod if you so choose. Obviously, we have the $3 tier, which is the roster of lovelies. Every episode of this show, you get shouted out as a member of that roster alongside people like Zach Walker, Val Capone, Alex E., and Jerry Legend. And, of course, at the $5 tier, you open up the bonus love tier, which is all of our bonus shows that we do. We do monthly bonus shows, although March is still going to be a little late. There was some personal stuff that came up between, Hollis and myself that has kind of pushed our recording date for our March episode, which, of course, is going to be, you know, Chris Colt and Ron Dupree against J.J. Dillon and Arnold Scanlon, paired alongside Todd Hayes' very queer ode to the glam rock era, Velvet Goldmine from 1998. That episode will still be coming out. It'll be coming out in early April, and I'm planning on doubling up April to release our regularly scheduled April episode there too. So, hopefully that will be released after WrestleMania week, though, because I don't know if I can fit a recording time while I'm in Philadelphia. So, be on the lookout for that. But there's a whole library there, spanning back almost a year now of episodes of required reading. There, I know we still have the pilot episode of Oops, All Fun Ones that I still haven't gone back to revisit that series yet. I know I want to do something more with that, so we'll see what that bodes for here in the near future. But definitely, if you want to support, there's ways to do that there. If you can't financially support, I totally understand that aspect. Been there, understand it fully. You can always spread word about the show. You know, word of mouth always helps. Rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice, you know, all that good stuff. So, and just keep spreading the word and telling your friends and your fellow queers about this show, especially if they're into wrestling. I feel like this is obviously very catered to that subsect of the community. So, I guess that's going to do it for us here, though. It's our last little minute here together until WrestleMania week kicks off in full, or at least for those of us that are going to be in Philly. As well as all the people that are going to be tuning in. Obviously, we've already had a couple of shows on Monday and Tuesday to check out, which have definitely been fun over at the H2O Center. So, but, you know, I guess we'll say goodbye for now because I got to get going. I got to get out of this hotel room. But y'all stay messy. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Get vaccinated and boosted if at all possible. Same goes for monkeypox. And, of course, have a happy WrestleMania week, everyone. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the wrestling that you want to enjoy, and just, I don't know, soak it in. Bye. They didn't see it coming from the top of the bridge. She made a deal with the demon so a lover could live. For the moon is high and the devil is shining.